Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
On Friday morning, 35 young officers were sworn in at the Columbus Police Academy.
The Constitution and laws of the state of Ohio.
They are the 125th class that the department has graduated. Family and friends dressed in suits and ties came to celebrate their accomplishment. But in light of recent events, the fatal shooting of two black men, Alton Sterling and Philando Castile, and last night's shooting of five officers in Dallas, Texas, the feeling today is more somber than usual. Like many of the city's leaders who spoke at the ceremony, Mayor Andrew Ginther expressed his grief over last night's events.
Our society, our democracy, will not tolerate the horrific and heinous actions of the murders in Dallas last night.
Police Chief Kim Jacobs thinks back to her own graduation. After 6 months of sitting in a classroom, she says you're eager to get out there and apply what's been learned.
I have to understand, though, that these officers have this cloud that's hanging over them.
But she says more than anyone, this affects the families most of all.
So their families are worried, probably more than those new officers are worried, because the officers know how prepared they are. The families just hear about it.
Jacob says that in light of these shootings, there are no immediate plans to change their policing tactics at protests or on patrol. As they adjusted their response to the local Pride Parade after the Orlando shootings, Jacob says they must now be aware that ambushes like Dallas can happen.
But we're not going to automatically hunker down and say that, you know, people don't trust us or that people are attacking us.
Aramis Sundiata is the state coordinator for the People's Justice Project, a Columbus-based organization that's led protests around the case of Henry Green, a young black man fatally shot by police in the Linden neighborhood in June. Just yesterday morning, he felt the reverberations from the police-involved shootings of Sterling and Castile. He says his phone rang off the hook.
Parents were asking me, like, what do I say to my son about this? Like, one parent was saying that her kids were worried about walking out the door because they saw a police officer drive by, and he said, like, Mom, what do I do? I'm scared.
Sundiata says he's been involved in the Black Lives Matter movement for more than 2 years, and these recent events aren't as shocking to him anymore. These days, he focuses on the bigger picture, and his reaction is generally to continue to organize and seek progress. And that's how he felt when he heard about the shooting deaths of the five Dallas officers.
It was sad. It was broke my heart that, you know, people were shot. It broke my heart to know that I had to come to work the next day and talk about it, you know. People are worried, you know, and as an organizer, you have to internalize that. Because you're a leader, you know, you have to lead people.
Sundiata says he's not concerned this event will change the conversation around the Black Lives Matter movement, and it won't affect the efforts of the People's Justice Project. He knows this work will always face opposition.
There's always folks who don't agree with your position. That's part of history. It's part of the work. I mean, you're not going to make everybody happy.
I asked Sundiata what he might have said to the recent graduates of the Columbus Police Department. He hesitates, says if he could, he'd write a 5-page response. Then he takes a deep breath.
They're still people. It's not about them. It's about the institution. The deeper conversation about the institution needs to be transformed.
Esther Honig, WOSU News.